I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later in the program, we will hear another perspective on 9/11 from fashion designer Liz Lang. Her very first runway show was that morning. We'll hear her memories of that day, and we'll hear her thoughts on how she thinks the events of the day changed her and the world of fashion. But first, we continue our conversation with Alberto Gonzalez. He served as Attorney General in the administration of President George W. Bush, but at the time of the September 11th attacks in 2001, he was serving as White House counsel. We were talking about his memories of the day, and we were also talking about his role in the decision to use so-called enhanced interrogation techniques, which many people consider torture when questioning terrorist suspects. The other issue that was controversial and remains controversial is, of course, the whole question of how detainees who are captured in the course of the so-called war on terror. And the reason I use that term is not to be dismissive of it, but that because some people just disagree that there is such a thing as a war on terror. So I hope you understand why I use that term. But one of the other issues that remains controversial is the use of military tribunals and the use of Guantanamo Bay to house these detainees. Now, former Secretary of State Colin Powell told my colleague Steve Inskeep earlier this week that he believes that the civilian courts are more than capable of trying terrorist suspects. And he, of course, is also the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Now, you're a former military man yourself, as well as an attorney, and I'd like to ask your response to his comments.
Well, I am on record in saying that under the appropriate circumstances, absolutely our criminal justice system is more than capable of bringing a terrorist to justice. From my perspective, in the White House and as the Attorney General, you know, the disposition of someone we capture involved in terrorism, whether it be in our criminal justice system or through military commissions, or we simply hold them indefinitely without charges, which we're allowed to do under the laws of war, that would depend upon the circumstances and in what was the best interest of our country. And it may be that the best place is to try someone in our criminal courts, but it may be that for various national security reasons, we don't bring them to justice at this time. We simply hold them indefinitely without charges. And, you know, I strongly take issue with those individuals who are uncomfortable with the term war on terror. You know, after the attacks, there was no question in the UN, no question in NATO, both passing resolutions about what this was and the authority of the United States to act in self-defense in response to this act of aggression.
Well, just not to debate over that point, but those who take issue with the term say you can't make war on a tactic.
I'll tell you this story. I think this was the day after the attacks, or may have been 2 days after the attacks. But I was in a series of meetings in the White House, and I was listening to all these discussions, and everyone kept talking about framing what had happened the previous day as an attack, a war. We were at war. And after one of the meetings, between the meetings, I took the president aside, and I expressed some concern about using the phrase being at war. And I did so because of these reasons. One is, when the United States is at war, it triggers diplomatic relations, treaties with other countries, and we had to be careful with that. Also, when the United States is at war, it triggers various domestic statutes, so there might be unintended consequences. And so I cautioned the president about using that phrase, and he kind of looked at me like, you know, he said, listen, you lawyers can debate what you want to call it, we're at war.
Well, there's so many things to talk about that we don't have time for today. But before I let you go, you know, many people are now reflecting in this week leading up to the 10th anniversary on how they feel the country has changed. I wanted to ask you that question. How do you feel the country has changed since 9/11? And is there any way in which you've changed?
Well, I think it was a transformative event. We see it every time we go to the airport, for example. The world that my sons are growing up in is much different than the world that I grew up in. But still, the United States, even though we have some serious challenges, and there's no question about that, it's still by far the greatest country in the face of the earth, and I still have great faith in our ability to deal with this threat and with other threats that are surely to come in the future.
How have you changed?
Well, I think that personally, when I hear President Bush talk about how it affected him in terms of, you know, it made him a wartime president, and I guess a corollary of that, it sort of made me a wartime lawyer. It's not something that I'd ever studied. You know, I had to deal with some very tough issues. I had to make some very controversial decisions. Some people don't like those decisions that were made, and some people hold it for them. It's very personal. In truth, I think, only history will tell us. I am proud of the fact that in 10 years, there's not been another successful 9/11 type attack against the United States. Now, we've done a lot to prevent that from happening. We've also been a little bit lucky. But, you know, in law enforcement, particularly in an open society like ours, sometimes you have to be lucky. But in any event, I think I think history will tell that we did a pretty good job in defending our country, and we made the best decisions under those very trying circumstances.
Alberto Gonzalez was White House counsel to President George W. Bush during 9/11 in 2001. Later, he became the Attorney General of the United States, and he served in that position from 2005 to 2007. He's currently a visiting professor at Texas Tech University, and he was kind enough to join us from member station KOHM in Lubbock. Former Attorney General, former White House counsel, Professor Gonzalez, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thank you, Michelle.
Tomorrow, as I mentioned earlier, we plan to speak with the current Attorney General, Eric Holder, about many of the same issues.